Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, and I'm joined by Organis, the Frodo to the Gandalf, the Laurel to the Hardy, my little sidekick, and the man who saves me from making a complete fool of myself when it comes to the numbers. Now, of course, the elections are upon us in the US, but there's also been an election recently in a place called Georgia, not Georgia in the USA, Georgia in the South Caucasus, a country of about 4 million people, a long way from Brussels, Augie, and from the United States. But there seem to be an awful lot of EU and American flags being waved in Tbilisi. And, you know, how would you dedicate yourself to the Western cause that you wanted to join the EU, NATO, and basically, you know, become Uncle Sam's bitch? How would you do it? I know. Dedicate yourself in the church of Harry Potter. Run the video, Huggy.
Proto Begginsi, Harry Potter, Gryffindor, Atreides, Evisaguareuno.
Are you serious, like? I mean, this is serious stuff. The reason you want to join EU and NATO isn't because you're the furthest person away from Paris or New York. You're hardly in. They're not really in Europe. It's not Europe, it's Asia, right?
But wait, Che, I thought NATO said that Ukrainians are the Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, the poor old Georgians, well, the anti-government Georgians, a lot of them on the streets over there, well, we thought so. They wanted 30,000 or 40,000 people to turn up, but about 10 probably did. And they all went home at 9 o'clock on the dot, probably when their 20 bucks for turning up ran out. But where there is Harry Potter and Hogwarts, there's also Voldemort. And it just so happens that on this occasion, Voldemort turned up in the guise of good old Shay Bowes. Yes, your old pal. He turned up and he spent a week in Tbilisi, rummaging around in the bins of democracy, and found a show of NGO involvement, nastiness, and fakery. Run the video, Augie. Do you speak English?
A little. Yes.
What group are you from? Are you
from Italy?
From Italy.
Italy.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Are you Georgian Italian or?
No, we are an activist movement for human rights.
Okay.
In Italy.
Wow.
And we work here for the election.
Okay. Okay.
And for say,
Georgia is not Russia. Okay. Why is it in English, the sign?
Huh?
Why have you written it in English?
Because it's an international language.
But anyway, Augie, the main thing is, even though Voldemort Bowes turned up to ruin the party at Hogwarts, the main thing is that these poor innocent Italians who just so happened to turn up, you know, outside the parliament down Freedom Square for Maidan 2.0, they just turned up on their own. They got the local bus from Italy, of course, it's not far, and they're just ordinary Joes, right? Who are these people?
Oh, yeah, they're just human rights activists from a small pro-NATO, pro-Ukraine, pro-West, radical Italian group called Italian Radicals, just by chance, funded by you know who? By Soros.
Oh, George Soros. Go, Voldemort, go. So Voldemort was at the protests, Shay Paddy Bowes Voldemort, and one of the key people that turned up there was a lady called Salome Zurabashvili. Now, we'll talk a bit about Salome in about 5 minutes, but one of the things she did say during her speech outside the parliament, raising up the people to fight against the stolen election, that the FSB, Russia Security Service, had stolen the election. This is the theme, stolen the election, tell everybody. She didn't have any evidence of it, apparently, because the prosecutor, General's office of Georgia, said, well, this is great. The Russians have stolen the election. Give us the evidence, right? Because that's what you do. You've got the evidence. You know the Russians stole the election, despite the fact that it was Australian, British, French, EU, Ukrainian flags been waved around. It was Ukrainian, British, Irish politicians on the streets trying to basically topple the government. Not Russians or Chinese. But also Lomé got herself in a bit of hot water by basically admitting she was talking. Run the video, Augie.
No country has been able to demonstrate, not even the United States, when there were Russian interferences in their elections, nor other European countries. So we are not going to be in the position to demonstrate more than countries that are much stronger to demonstrate the hybrid attacks that they are under.
Oh, so you don't have any evidence?
But what is important is not to demonstrate outside, is what the Georgian population knows, feels, and has seen, because who else can see more what is happening in the country, in the villages, than the Georgian population.
No evidence required in this type of democracy. You just get to make it up as you go along. Well, at least Salome is a dedicated, you know, dyed-in-the-wool, two-stocked Georgian. You know, she's been there all her life. She never worked for NATO. She never worked for the EU. She's not from some other country, right? Like, she's just the real deal. But she was born in Georgia, right? At least, come on, president.
She was born in Paris, France.
Oh, Jesus. She didn't work for NATO or anything like that, did she?
She did, for years.
What about the EU? NGOs? This is looking pretty grim. And guess who else turned up for the party? Of course, the place was saturated with the Eurocam party. Anything to get out of Kiev, you know. Probably take a few bits of wads of cash to transfer as well, you know, handy. Old Mr. Goncharenko, you might remember him. He got slapped around in Crimea, stirring up trouble back in 2014. He turned up. And guess what? Probably a native Russian speaker, now completely dedicated to the Ukrainazi cause. He was spotted on the streets as well. A guy approached him in Russian, which a lot of Georgians, the majority can speak. Anybody over 20 years of age seems to be able to speak Russian there. And asked him in Russian what he was doing here. What are you doing? It was very interesting. He pretended he couldn't speak Russian and demanded that the man speak Ukrainian. Now, this is Georgia, or English. Run the video, Agi. What are you doing?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Jelavur, I'm a man, I'm a guy. Just a guy.
Чем занимаешься тут? Can you speak English?
Нет, украинский разговариваю.
Oh yeah, you're gonna speak Ukrainian or English in Georgia?
Ну чем вы тут занимаетесь, скажите?
This is real. Imagine this. And they're actually still with a straight face saying that it was Russia that was interfering with the elections. Give me a break. And one of the key things I found when I was, in Tbilisi for a week, 2 days before the election, during the election and after, and during the protest, as you can see, stirring up a bit of trouble, was the fact that most Georgians, the vast majority, might want to join the EU, but they also want to maintain good relationships with Russia. And there's lots of reasons for that. And it isn't because they think Russia's going to come and eat their babies for breakfast. It's because Russia does a lot of business in Georgia. Right, Augie?
That's right, our dear viewer. Russia has a massive trade with Georgia, around $2.5 billion last year, including a lot of exports from Georgia. Meanwhile, your best friends at the EU import almost nothing from Georgians and instead have blocked around 60 trade items coming from that country. So, you know, Georgian GDP has skyrocketed lately because of trade with Russia, you know, being a hub for sanctions awaiting. Why would they want to cut this down,
Jake? But don't forget the Ukrainians. They export a lot of men of fighting age to Georgia to sit around on their asses drinking beer and shouting Slava Ukraine. And talking about men of fighting age, of course, when I was in Georgia, I had to keep my voice down a little bit in case anybody spotted me on Freedom Square, this Russian asset from the Center of Disinformationology, which we're sponsored by the FSB. So we had to keep our voices down while we were there. But as soon as they realized who I was and what I'd done, and I posted my stuff, the old little love letter started to come from our friends in the Georgian Legion, and the Blue Hair Brigade even got involved. Love you too. And of course, over stateside, election season is really upon us. The pressure is building. People are getting a bit tense. The battle lines are drawn. Interestingly, if you want to see what's really going on and how people are feeling about this sort of civil war election, as some people are billing it, look in the front gardens of the United States. Check out what happens when somebody put a Kamala poster in a Trump fan's garden. This is just gold. Run the video, Augie.
Hi. Hello there. Hi. I work for the Harris and Waltz campaign.
Take it out.
No, I'm going to leave it there because...
No, you're not going to leave it there.
Oh, why?
Because I can't stand them.
Do you not support tampons in men's bathrooms?
No, I don't support tampons in men's bathrooms.
Why?
Because tampons are for women. Where are they going to stick it? Up their ass? Get it the f*** out of here. Well, get it out of my property.
It looks good there, though. Wait, don't hurt. Don't touch my sign. That's my sign.
I don't give a f***. They're a bunch of communist.
You didn't address me by my pronouns.
What are you, a he, she?
transgender.
But it gets better. The next phase was a bit of a honey trap, let's say. Some dude went to an area where he knew Kamala had a lot of supporters. The Blue Hair Brigade had a local chapter and meeting, and he put up a Trump sign. But behind the Trump sign, which he knew they'd ripped down, there was a little surprise, let's say. Run the video, Augie. This is just sweet. Watch. Boom. So, yeah, you rip down my Trump sign, you get shot in the face with a splurge gun, I think they call them. It's absolutely classic. Yeah, have that. Have that. You want to rip the sign down? Splurge. Beautiful. Yeah, I think that's just great. We need a bit more of that. And the heat is really building. And people are really, really dug in, and two sides of the divide here in the States. It's a very, very tense situation. And when a Harris supporter and a Trump supporter pulled up alongside each other in the traffic, the hit the fan. Run the video, Augie. It's getting pretty frisky.
Why don't you suck Donald Trump's
in your fat teeth? Oh my God. And of course, the potential for this to get out of hand is really real. In this clip, you've got a Harris supporter who just starts screaming at a little kid, a little one-year-old in a stroller, who just so happens to be the kid of a Trump supporter. Run the video. This is pretty spooky. Run it, Augie. Check this out. Wow. Here we go. Check it. Wow. Freaky, freaky, freaky. And in this really tense environment, what you need is a president who'll calm things down. We're all Americans. We're all good people. You know, the American dream. We can agree to disagree, right? Bring on Sleepy Joe. Take him out of the cryogenic refrigerator. Wipe him down. Jab him with a few zaps of Adderall or whatever they're giving him these days to keep him awake, and he will come out with a beautiful nugget of calming and very influential, the old guy calm, the charm, and he'll call Trump supporters floating garbage. Yeah, floating garbage. Run the video, Augie. That's you.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
So get this. The Democrats now have got to really dig deep. You know, the wheels are falling off for Kamala. It's not looking good in the polls. She's just not that smart, okay? Trump, you know, he's a showman, and they're probably both as bad as each other. You know, may the best loser win when it comes to who actually sits in the chair. But check out what the Democrats are doing now. They're trying to tell you that the Republicans, you know, the Bible bashers, you know, the rednecks, they're going to ban you from, let's say, tickling the old meat and two vegetables in your own spare time, mind you. Run the video, Augie.
Sorry, you can't do that.
What the hell, man? How'd you get in here?
I'm a Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, banning porn nationwide.
You can't tell me what to do. Get out of my bedroom, you creep.
I won the last election, so it's my decision. I'm just going to watch and make sure you don't finish.
I'm just going to watch. And of course, it's very unlikely that the Republicans, if they do win, when they probably do win, and Trump takes the big chair, that they'll ban pornography or even limit it in any way, because it's a multi-billion dollar business in the States. Me personally, I, you know, as a kid, you know, maybe a little bit as you get a bit older, but now these days, I would, you know, absolutely not. I could totally condemn the use of pornography in every instance and fashion. Organis, because you've got some information about the porn industry in the United States. Would you like to fill us in?
I certainly do, Che. And the thing is, Che is right. Given how greedy Republicans are, they're not going to ban this. The market size of the adult industry in the United States is $1.1 billion in 2023. But maybe they should ban porn, because right now there's approximately 1.4 million American women selling themselves, their body parts, you know, on OnlyFans. And finally, like the cherry on top, is around 10% of American men reported of having porn addiction.
Look, it's all a bit greasy, isn't it? A bit creepy. You had, you know, Sleepy Joe nibbling on babies. It was a bit freaky, right, this week? And what else you had was a trans kid turning up at a Kamala rally. It just isn't right. Run the video again.
What are your pronouns?
She and they. I am 6 years old.
She and they, 6 years old.
And I be
This is just
a baby drag queen.
This is what
this is just insanity.
He performs at drag shows as
I think this is probably
he started doing this 4 or 5, now 6 years old.
The most.
He is by far the youngest performer we've seen.
There's even adult.
Oh, Jesus, look at this.
Outperform.
Creep.
He fell in love with it. No turning back.
No,
you got to put these people in jail.
Performance amongst them.
Not the kids.
To do.
You want to practice?
I really like drag, and they don't want to stop.
It's just about living in the moment and what's exciting for right now. And I think wherever that takes us is where we go.
Oh, my God. This is... Lunatics have taken over the asylum.
I gotta ask you, Americans, why are you buying all these guns and don't use them?
Don't say that. No, we don't want it, the kids. It's not the kids' fault, right? The parents of these kids should be put in a mental hospital. That's basically where they should be.
Spot on.
And meanwhile, Jar Jar Binks Harris, again, you know, always got a finger on the pulse of America. What's important? The important stuff, you know. So she decided to bring a bunch of doctors to one of her rallies, you know, a bunch of stooges in white coats, you know, where they often talk about the importance of being able to kill babies, abortion, which is, it's a right. It's a privilege of American women, which is very closely guarded by Kamala. But guess what happens when somebody in the crowd actually had a heart attack? or a stroke. I don't think those dudes in the jackets, Augie, are actually doctors, because when the call went out, is there a doctor in the house? They all kind of got a bit nervous, let's say. Run the video.
To put it bluntly, women are unnecessarily becoming ill and dying.
What? Women are unnecessary.
Nationwide.
Medic, look. Somebody's dying.
I think someone needs some medical assistance over here.
Yes, someone needs medical assistance. There's 20 of you motherfuckers down on the stage talking about slicing and dicing. Oh, man. Hello? Of course, if you're a Democrat and you screw up, a bunch of doctors on stage who don't want to help anybody, etc., or given the wrong answer to CBS and then being allowed to answer again and record it, you might get sued, though, by the big Don. You can always ask the media to kind of come to your rescue. That seems to be the way, if you're a Democrat. But guess what? If you're a Republican and they roast you, it seems that the mainstream media themselves have forgotten that this is videotaped. This is the internet. The world never forgets. The camera never lies. And J.D. Vance, very, very smartly, very cutely, has decided to put together a little video demonstrating just how biased the media in the United States are against the Republicans and towards the Democrats. Run the video, Augie.
You guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating
So we covered them. And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No.
Well, that's
what you just said
why.
Is false.
President Trump has gone to, quote, extraordinary lengths to keep specifics about his meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin secret, even keeping them from top members of his own administration. Take a listen to how President Trump responded Saturday night when asked directly if he has ever worked for Russia.
Oh, that's called being a liar. Correct, Dougie?
You know, Chase, sometimes I think we are not at the disinformation HQ. These guys are.
Oh, for sure, baby. For sure. And of course, the election's basically already underway. 30% of Americans have already voted. But some of them have kind of decided, you know, for a bit of barbecue sauce on them. Now, nobody really knows why burning these drop-in ballot depositories or whatever they're called is a thing. Why would you bother? It doesn't make any sense unless you know whose votes are in there. These days, you never know. Run the video, Augie. So, yeah, I mean, it just could be some retard who has no idea about politics and is, you know, just burning stuff. What?
You know, Shay, I'm thinking maybe when these ballots are recovered, you know, and fixed, they would suddenly turn up with the correct answer in the vote. Hmm?
Only in the event that the election doesn't go a certain group's way, they could say that they've recovered some crispy bacon fried ballots, maybe? Kamala? At least when you know your ballot's going to go up in smoke, literally in one of the barbecue boxes, you know it ain't going anywhere. It's not going to go to the opponent that, you know, you didn't vote for. If you vote for Trump, you know it's not going to go. It's going nowhere. It's going up in smoke, literally. But if you use one of the latest innovations in technology in the voting machines, it doesn't even want to let you pick your dude, firstly. You got to really, like, hammer your finger in there. And when you do, it picks the other guy. You think I'm making this up? Run the video, Augie. This is it. This is real. Yeah. Please let me. You know, it's like your granddad trying to, you know, change the channel on TV. And it just picks the other guy. I mean, this is serious. This is really serious, bro.
I would call it an election day miracle.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So moving on from the States, where they're French frying your ballots and French frying people's brains due to the malfunctioning voting machines, the French have decided that they're going to go all in on the Russia hoax about President Trump. We've got a French general. Now, in France, retired generals often find themselves working for think tanks in the government, advising senior politicians. It's a very prestigious role. And this particular guy has suggested outright on French television that Donald Trump, soon to be president, probably president, very much in the running for president, is 100% working for Russia, directed from here at the center of disinformationology. Run the video, Augie.
Je dis que Trump est un agent de Poutine. C'est aussi simple que ça. C'est un agent, il est sous contrôle. Depuis 4 ans, ce qu'il fait est téléguidé.
How does that work? How do you get to actually seriously go on TV and make those kind of allegations? How does that work, Augie?
Well, my question is, Che, have you sent him the latest instructions or you forgot again?
I forgot. And of course, you can't talk about France in Europe without talking about Deutschland. The wonderful beating heart of industry, those great manufacturers, Krupp, Braun, Siemens, all the ones who supplied the Nazis with weapons during the war, were doing so well, and now they're going to the and it's all kind of less the sick man of Europe than the guy in the cupboard of Europe watching America come in and give your wife what you're not capable of, let's say. Maybe the cuckold man of Europe. Big plants like Volkswagen shutting down. They've never sacked people before. Maybe going to shut 3 plants. It's all looking a bit grim. And where's the big economy? Where are all the big manufacturing bases? Of course, China, the biggest manufacturing economy on earth, and India. And we had the Indian Minister of Economy based basically putting it up to the German Minister of Economy straight into his face. I mean, the lack of respect is patent, but maybe they're not due any respect. When you bend over for Uncle Sam, you get everything you deserve. Run the video, Augie.
See, your German company is supplying us some tunnel boring machines which they make in China.
This is sweet.
What's the name?
Right into his face. Bit of home truths, my friend.
But China is not allowing them to sell
them. Yeah. Have some of that. It's called reality. Open wide, bit of medicine.
And some component going from Germany, but
we should stop buying German equipment.
Yeah, it's just, he's absolutely right. Is he wrong? Is he wrong? Yeah. Yeah, I'll just I will just lean up against this door and hope that it opens and sucks me out so I don't have to listen to any of your disgusting logic. Nord Stream, anybody? Nord Stream! No, nothing. Still. It's kind of unsurprising that Mr. Habeck, you know, was kind of propping himself against the door saying, oh, what is this Indian? What is this Indian, this dark human talking to me about logic and industry? How dare you? There's also a very important piece of business needs to be done. Forget about investigating the Nord Stream pipeline, which cut Germany off from cheap, reliable Russian gas. And everybody knows, the dogs in the street know, that's what's the German economy absolutely completely. It's a crime nobody wants to admit to, and the victim doesn't want solved. I wonder why. There's a very important piece of messaging which must be pushed out to the public. It's not about how we're going to change the direction of the country and end the war in Ukraine, re-establish links with the Russians and the Chinese and move forward in the welfare of the people. No, it's how we're going to tell you we'd like you to piss in the shower. Yeah, piss in the shower to save water, because when the water is showering down of your beautiful body, piss in the shower. I personally have never ever partaken in such disgusting behavior. Augie, run the video. This is real.
Oh no, the evil flushing of
das
toilet.
That's alles klar. Yes. Raus dein Pissen unter Duschen. What's that all over this dude's face? Knowing Germany these days, whatever that white was, you just don't know these days. You just don't know. So staying in Deutschland, a country which really is based on stability and economic and societal welfare through the welfare of the worker. It's been that way for decades and decades. But now as the whole economy goes to and workers are losing their jobs and their benefits, you'd expect the left, who have traditionally come in and fought for good conditions and stability to ward off the communists just across the wall, to step up to the stage in a manly fashion and declare themselves as the guardian of the worker and society. But instead, the left in Germany and in the entire West now looks more like a mixture between a broomstick, a barbershop floor, and your Aunt Ethel after she suffered a stroke. Run the video, Augie. Why? 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 Why do we have
Parteivorstand, weil ich für noch mehr Geschlechtergerechtigkeit
sorge. Gender equality.
What the f*** do we have to listen to this for? Why do I have to look at you, Alexander Herrmann? Why? Why do I, and you at home, why do we have to look at Alexander Herrmann?
Because I make you do this.
Oh yeah, you bastard. So sadly, that brings us to the end of another episode here at the Center for Disinformationology. Augie and I will now be transported back to our cryogenic containers in preparation for next week. It's all been about the illusion of democracy. And when actual democracy takes place in somewhere like Georgia, where the ruling party rejected the LGBTQ propaganda, they wanted to know where the opposition were getting their money from, the terrible crime of, they get an attempted coup d'etat, basically, not by some dictatorship, but from the forces of freedom and democracy in the EU and the US. And it all seems to be a bit of illusion. Look at the United States of America. You need $1 billion to become president in the first place. And it all basically comes down to may the best loser win. It's all an illusion. But we're real. And we're going to be back here next week. See you then.
Sure.
How's that?